Hi there, good afternoon. This is Michelle Dillon in Met Éireann on Thursday afternoon, the 8th of January. Well, Storm Goretti has been developing to the south of Ireland and will be deepening and moving eastwards to bring very impactful weather to southern parts of Britain and northern France as we go through later today into tonight. For ourselves, we're just getting a bit of a sideswipe with Goretti continuing to send up some rain and drizzle, mainly over the southern half of the country, some of it heavy, especially further to the south, and with some sleet and the chance of snow over higher ground. And we've issued a yellow snow and rain warning for four counties, for Kerry, Cork, Waterford and for Wexford, and that's in operation until 8 o'clock this evening. So you can expect some hazardous travelling conditions. A cold day with highs of just 2 to 6 degrees and mostly light to moderate northerly winds, but a bit breezier in southern coastal parts where winds are fresh to strong and gusty. Lingering rain, drizzle, sleet and hill snow affecting parts of the east and southeast for a time tonight will be clearing eastwards with clear spells to follow. Scattered showers will follow from the Atlantic to mainly affect the west and north, and some will be turning wintry. A cold night with a fairly widespread frost and some icy patches forming with lowest temperatures of -2 to +2 degrees. And a bright cold day tomorrow with spells of sunshine. There will be some scattered showers too, which will mainly affect parts of Munster, West Connacht and West and North Ulster. The showers will be a wintry mix of rain, hail and sleet, and with a little snow possible too over higher ground. There's a chance of the odd isolated thunderstorm too. It'll be mainly dry further east. Highest temperatures of 3 to 7 degrees, coldest in the northeast, and mostly light to moderate westerly winds, increasing fresh to strong and gusty northwesterly in the southwest. And tomorrow night is going to be cold with further scattered wintry showers, which may track a little bit further eastwards at times. Lowest temperatures of -4 to +2 degrees, coldest in the east and north, with some frost and ice and with some freezing fog forming too, as winds will be mostly light, though winds will be fresher in the southwest. The frost and ice will clear on Saturday morning, with the freezing fog gradually clearing too, but possibly lingering in parts of the north. There'll still be some scattered wintry showers around for a time, but they'll tend to die away, so it'll become mostly dry. Highest temperatures of 2 to 6 degrees in the north and east, more like 6 to 8 degrees further to the west and south, and winds will be light. And it's going to be mainly dry for a time then on Saturday night, with some freezing fog and with some frost and ice, mainly across the Midlands east and north. It's going to become cloudier from the west overnight, with rain and drizzle starting to move eastwards, possibly falling as sleet and snow in some northern parts later. Temperatures will start to rise in the west and southwest. Lowest temperatures of around -2 to 0.1 degree in the northeast and Midlands, but between 1 and 5 or 6 degrees further to the west and southwest. Winds will become southeasterly and will start to freshen in western parts. And then it's going to be a rather windy and wet day on Sunday, with fresh to strong and gusty southeasterly winds and with spells of rain heavy at times, perhaps some wintry precipitation in the north. It'll become milder through the day from the southwest and west, with highs of 7 to 10 degrees generally, though highs of only 4 to 6 degrees in the north, with the milder air taking a little longer to get there. Now, we'll be updating this forecast in the evening time. Have a good day and take care.